friends, we were really sincerely looking at the way of the cross. You know, we have these, and within Catholicism, we have the crucifix to help us really remind us of what our grace costs. But I know my crucifixes are beautiful, and I know the Christian cross is often very beautiful, and as it should be, because it's highlighting it's a sign to a reality behind it. So this beauty, this artist, that's totally appropriate. Within that, sometimes we can forget that the cross is a real deal. Mm-hmm. And when we encounter this, the reality of suffering, how to go about it. I kind of wanted to pick back up with what Micah was talking about. It is, why didn't God prevent the accident? Because, mm-hmm. Right, he can do anything he wants to. Why doesn't he do that? And I think it goes to our prior question, why did God not prevent Adam from sinning? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he do that? And St. Leo the Great, who turned Attila the Hun from sacking Rome back in the day, he will say, Christ's inexpressible grace gave us blessings better than those the demons' envy had taken away. So it's that idea that Christ is going to give us a greater blessing than that which we will endure. Or St. Thomas Aquinas will say, there is nothing to prevent human natures being raised up to something greater, even after sin. God permits evil in order to draw forth some greater good. And so he goes straight to St. Paul, wherein sin increased, grace abounded all the more. And the Exultate, a famous hymn, sings, O happy fault, which gained for us so great a redeemer. The problem of evil, the world really cannot explain it. And Mike, as you heard within just the first few minutes of his story, there was no way for him to have grappled with what he was presented to him without immediately turning to Christ. And so, therefore, only the Christian faith, I propose, as a whole, right, from Adam to Christ, to ourselves, to the Beatitude, right, pointing forward, can answer the question of why does a good God permit suffering? Do you have any thoughts, Micah?
I love it. I think it's such a unique religion, right? Because there's so many of these spiritualities in the world and trying to make sense of the fact that there is no, I mean, just the existence of physics alone is such a wild mystery and spectacular like phenomenon that I think we are all born with this desire to understand more of what's going on beyond the physical realm, right? There has to be an explanation of some kind. And when you start digging into that, you can't help but dig into the problem of evil and trying to understand, okay, well, with all this fascinating miracle of existence, why is there so much brokenness and pain and sorrow and grief? And I love so much that the story of Jesus is an explanation for that and a remedy for that, because it's like, this is not how things were meant to be, but in order for us to understand how things really are meant to be, we have to have this evil in a way. Like, it's almost as vital for the existence of good as good alone, because just to be able to compare the two and see, oh no, this is not what we're created to be. Like, this is not our home, you know?
That's right. Friends, as you know, I guess, you know, whether it's Sarah or Father Kloster or whoever else, we don't have time to get together and coordinate ourselves. We barely get the technology going. And he points to something so profound, and it's the next part within the show notes, is that evil is permitted because there is something so much greater that we have the ability to enter into, and that is love. Mm. And love requires the freedom of choice. It requires to be able to have a free gift of self. It can't be compelled and it can't be ordered, or we have a robot or a slave or that sort of thing. And because love has this aspect of free will, free choice, man can refuse God's friendship and refuse the creator, as the cross reminds us. And that's where things can go astray real fast without that. So God creates a good world and includes the best of things, which is love. And within that great, great, great gift, there's the kernel, right? There's the drama for each of our souls. Do we choose our good and loving Father, who has truly only the very best in mind for us? Or do we do what Lucifer said, non serviam? I will not, you know, I will look out after me in my own interest.
Yeah. Selfishness or give of yourself.
That's correct. Let's see. I think we skipped over. What are you doing at this part in your life now? Okay.
It's pretty wild. I ended up in Texas 2 years ago, a little over 2 years now, and I never thought I'd be in Texas really, but I got offered an opportunity to move down here, and that was really a blessing, it felt like, because I was looking for a new place to move. I had been living in Iowa and hosting a radio show, and I was offered this opportunity to bring my radio show on the road with me. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to try to move somewhere. And so in 2018, I was kind of just driving around, moving around from state to state where I had friends, sort of just waiting for an opportunity and trying to touch base with people. And a guy that I had met in Hawaii 3 years prior had told me if I met him in Colorado for a hemp expo, he could introduce me to a guy who might be able to give me a job. And that was with a company called Pure ISO Labs here in Texas. And it's a CBD hemp company. And they invited me to move down and told me they'd give me a salary and a partial housing reimbursement. And so that's what I did for the last 2 years. And I lived in an apartment for each year. And then I just recently was able to get a house. And so I've moved out of that job just recently. I still do my radio show, but I was offered a different job for another company called Solalight, which isn't in the CBD industry anymore. But I still have good ties with my former job, and there's no ill will or hard feelings or anything. It just was a much longer commute, and I love change. And so I was ready for something new. And so now I'm working that as my standard day job. And it's kind of a new thing for me to get used to, an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, because I love change so much. And so the routine gets a little old for me sometimes, but I see so much value in it. And to have this house and to still have my radio show, and it's just really wild to see the way things have kind of fallen into place. And I feel so much of that is just an example or witness to the faithfulness of God in my own life, where I feel so fortunate to even be alive, and then to have all the additional things added on to life alone. It feels just overwhelming in a lot of ways, because I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. All right, my friends. We're going to pick up in the next episode. Till the next time, fides et ratio.